Mark, I love touring R&D labs. I get to tour some of the smartphone labs, etc., and gadget labs. Are you guys constantly working on new products that are going to come out 2, 3, 4 years down the road? Or are you busy just perfecting and adding on to what you're currently doing? Are we going to see a line of fans from you guys? Are we going to see other things?
So, well, we have a lot of R&D folks now. Just in the last year or two, as the company has grown in size, we've been able to, have the ability to invest. And so, actually, it might be interesting for you. We've opened up an R&D facility in the UK, which is just dedicated to design and engineering. We have, definitely the foresight. We're looking forward for technologies, because we separate out, we try to find technologies that are amazing, and then we have, closer to now, where we're developing actual products with technologies instead of them. So yeah, we have a lot of R&D being done to make, new and better of our current products. So let's say to make new and better, vacuum cleaners. And we also work on technologies to make other things.
So Mark, do you ever scan Kickstarter and Indiegogo for ideas or people that are developing something that may catch your eye? And do you ever contact those people? And is that ever how a deal could get done at some point in time?
It's funny that you're saying that. It's not how things have gone until now, but I think that Kickstarter, it's pretty cool, and I see some interesting things there. So until now, we really have a desire to do all of our development internally, but you never know. Some really cool things are showing up there.
And anything for, I'm a pet owner, and I write a lot of pet pieces on, pet owners will buy things, spend money like crazy. Is there anything that you really market toward pets that's going to be coming out, dog owners, cat owners, or is there something down the pipeline special that you've ever thought of aiming toward the pet market?
Yeah, no, definitely. The people who have pets are very important for the people selling cleaning products. So our new powered lift away is exactly that, and we even have a true pet version of it. Now that we have and you'll probably only understand this when you get the vacuum in your hand, but now that we have power, electrical power coming through to the hose, which connects to the poles, connects to the power head, you can also have a electrically powered motorized brush. So imagine in lift-away mode when you take my vacuum around and you go with your handheld device, you can actually have a brush which is turning with a motor, and also the suction cleaning the pet hair and that sort of thing in your house. So we have that sort of thing for the first time ever on an upgrade, and that's on our powered lift away. And then we have some really great accessories for removing pet hair on your sofa and that sort of thing that are with other accessories. And then we also have another product which is going to come out in the spring, really focused on helping pet owners get more than just the dust out of their and hair out of their carpet, but that stuck on dirt that is, adhering to the fibers of the carpet that you have no way of getting out with just a vacuum, but you need some way of breaking off that stuck on dirt.
Sure. And Mark, as we wrap up here, just kind of take a minute or so and just kind of get your message out to my listener base and my readership, and just kind of what they should take away from EuroPro, what you guys are all about, and just kind of what your goals are going forward.
Well, for us, it's very clear. We wake up in the morning loving what we do. We want to make exciting products. We want to be continuously granted the right to make these amazing products, and that comes from, and we know that it comes from, getting 5-star reviews. That's what we think about when we wake up and when we go to sleep. How are we going to get 5-star reviews for people who buy our products when they buy it, right away and a year, 2 and 3 years later? That's what we're about.
What did people look for before the internet and people were able to give 5-star reviews? What were you looking at? Reviews and, from newspaper columnists or letters in the mail? What was the 5-star review of the past?
Well, that's the whole thing. That's why the world is so different now. That's why, a company like ours can succeed. That's why the consumer is so much more powerful today. And that's why the consumer, I think, is getting a better product today. There was nothing. It took, you know, if you made a product 10 years ago, it took, you know, a year or two till consumers had any idea whether it worked well or not, as far as, you know, what information was out there.
Sure. Just take you off.
Now I make a new product, as soon as it gets on the market, you know, people know within a week.